Hello, everyone, and welcome to Root Top Radio. I'm your host, Bree, and it has been a long time since we've had a conversation. I've just been doing life. Things got a little crazy, as they tend to. So this episode is really, really different from everything that you were used to hearing from me. I have been doing a lot of work with my guides and so on and so forth. And this episode is actually more like a women's circle, if you will. I wanted to do something for this new moon in particular, and with Mars going into retrograde over Gemini, which is ruled by Venus. I wanted to kind of go into that and have a little bit of like a circle time. This is going to be a very creative episode, very all things feminine, because feminine rules creativity, and it's going to be kind of raw. And I don't even know if I'm going to edit this at all. So you're just along for the ride, my friends. So, like I said, I've been having this sort of conversation through tarot, through divination, and talking with my guides. And specifically, like I said, I wanted to talk about this new moon and Mars in retrograde. So I was listening to an astrological podcast, and I loved how they put how Venus is essentially being blocked in this retrograde. And they used the term called emptying the wardrobe, meaning that this is like embracing the impact and the beauty of like the harshness that is going to be happening. Venus rules everything beautiful and eloquent, and these are all very like Venusian themes. And with her being blocked, essentially, we're going to be getting into the more like energy of don't shave your legs, don't wear makeup all the time, no filter hashtags kind of stuff. Things that we tend to put forth a face for in society, we're kind of being asked to take a back seat on that and just get real and raw and find our value outside of the quote unquote beauty, finding value outside of what we perceive as our job. I don't know about you, but I definitely feel like it's kind of a woman's place, if you will, to bring visual beauty to the world. Like a lot of people are talking about, and it's always been that women are just something beautiful to look at, And I feel like this is time to sort of destroy and uncreate that it's not just the physicality of it, it's the greater expression of beauty and finding value outside of the box we've been put into. So this new moon is a part of a cycle that's going to be lasting for about 18 months. And around any of these major moons, so like your new moon, your full moons, there's about 3 days of an energy or that specific energy going on. And today is the day after the new moon. So this energy is still prevalent. This particular new moon asks you, who do you want to be? This sets the stage. These manifestations set the stage for the next 18 months. Not to put the pressure on, but that's why so many people, if you're a part of the spiritual community and if you're listening to this podcast, I assume that you are. That's why so many people are putting such an emphasis on this new moon and manifestation within it, because this cycle will go for the next 18 months. So you're really setting the stage for who you want to be within that period. Things that you want to call into your life. Things like that. This actually started with the eclipses back in April, May-ish type thing. So think about themes that began for you back then and over the past couple months. And I'm sure that you kind of got this sort of theme in mind. Like for me, I have actually started a homestead, believe it or not. Like I said, big changes for me. I actually started my homestead back then. And so I'm sure you're thinking of what things that happened for you. And now is the time that you're sort of rethinking, revising, looking at it differently because you've been presented more information on that. And that's also a Mars retrograde theme of sort of taking time to re-strategize. Also, I would like to point out, not that any of us forgot, but around that time is also when anyone with a uterus lost their rights. And I couldn't help but notice that timeline either. And funny enough, on that subject, the next eclipse is on election day. Not to get too political, but I feel like I am good to say that here. So, the last part of this week, we're really being called to sympathize with Venus. As I said, Venus is being eclipsed, so all that she rules are being eclipsed. So, maybe sit in meditation and think about that and ways that you can sort of honor that within yourself. Like I said, the no shaving your legs, the hashtag no filter, but truly no filter. Just kind of being a little bit more grungy in a bad way. I even hesitate to say a bad way that like that griminess, I guess, is more what I'm meaning. See, look at how indoctrined this bullshit is into our brains. We have an opportunity to be able to change the course of history here, whether it is our own or the collective. We are, as women, powerful with our innate divine magic. We are the connector of worlds, the cup that nurtures life, the foundation of humanity. We deserve not only our basic human rights, but celebration and understanding of the priestess, goddess, queens that we are. Let's make that so. This is the perfect time to set those intentions, to rocket yourself forward and your sisters in the collective. Or if you are a she they entity or a they entity, anyone who identifies with this energy, we are going to rocket ourselves forward. I decided to do a little bit of a tarot poll to kind of get into a little bit of what the collective has to say. I pulled the Six of Pentacles reverse, the Knight of Wands, and the Wheel. So the Six of Pentacles reverse is really talking about like begging for help, disruptions, condescending attitudes. This is what I see as the beginning of the story here of negative energies being pulled into this, and that you yourself are like begging for the help that you're not getting. The Knight of Wands calls for a charisma, a fake it till you make it sort of energy, the turning point of this, not necessarily woe is me, but this trials and tribulations of the Six of Pentacles reversed. The Knight of Wands is sort of a turning point for that. And the wheel, I always see the wheel as like the director of energy. It is just a pure beam of light. You are directing energy exactly where you want it, which to me speaks to the manifestation aspects of the new moon and of Mars going into retrograde. The second part of the pull is the Fool, the Page of Cups, and Justice, which is very interesting. So the Fool is very much a trust the universe has your back, like let go of expectations. Obviously, you're manifesting. This is essentially what you're doing. You are trusting that the universe has your back. You are putting it out there into the ether, into the universe, and letting it come back to you. The Page of Cups is love, bonds mended. Very much, this will be fixed, but not without effort, but it will be. So like be aware as you go about the next few days and so, and act in empathy. Justice speaks to like striking between logic and morals to keep the future going forward with integrity. Intent is paramount, and remembering like where you came from. Like greed has no place going forward. We are sick of that theme. We are tired of that theme. That theme is no more for anyone. And then I always like to pull a clarifier at the end of my tarot, and the clarifier is the Four of Wands. So this is like the underlying excitement, the swirling and uprising sort of celebration. Like, this is the kind of thing that raises energy, that raises the collective energy. Like, when you are a part of like a coven and you're doing ritual together, and that underlying current of excitement. So this to me speaks to the collective and all of the spiritual people, what have you, whatever label you want to wear today, those kinds of people, all of us getting together and making these manifestations for a greater future for us all. Again, I am sorry if this is not the episode you were quite hoping for. This isn't exactly what I used to do. This is a very raw, real, and previously kind of channeled episode. I did do a little bit of work to prep for this because I was told like 24 hours before this happened that I needed to do it. It was time. It's time to come back, but in a different way. So y'all are just bearing with me. This is not how I normally do things. I am very put together. So this is a little scary to put out into the world as it is, but you know what? It was meant to be, it was meant to exist, and it is perfect the way that it is. Thank you all for listening. You can find me on social media. Really, I think the only one that I have any amount of active right now is my Instagram. Kind of feeling that out too. Social media is a scary place these days. Not necessarily scary, it's just more draining. So I am active on my Instagram. You can get a hold of me through Insta or through my email, which is linked there too. So feel free to shoot me an email or anything like that. I once again appreciate you listening. I hope that you are having a beautiful day, a beautiful week, and hopefully I will talk to you soon and more regularly.